SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. Republican Senator Susan Collins is officially running for re-election in Maine.
The 73-year-old Collins is seeking a sixth term, and her bid for re-election faces a challenge from both sides of the aisle. She is a Republican but has remained in office despite Maine becoming increasingly blue. There's a renewed Democratic effort to oust her in a race that could determine control of the U.S. Senate. Collins often clashes with President Trump, including on the issue of military force in Venezuela. After her vote, the president said Collins and the others who opposed him should never be elected to office again. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The latest Congressional Budget Office forecast on debt and deficits over the next 30 years is plenty scary, with debt as a share of our GDP catapulting to all-time highs. But correspondent Ken Lorman says there's more to the numbers than meets the eye.
The CBO expects debt as a share of the GDP to catapult to all-time highs. But economist Steve Moore with the Unleash Prosperity Hotline points out that the forecast is based on an annual economic growth rate of about 1.8% for the next few decades. That is only slightly more than half the yearly U.S. growth for the past 100 years. CBO predicted 2% growth last year, and yet the last three quarters were twice that high.
Conservative economists predict 3% growth will bend the debt curve down, and a 3.5% growth would allow the U.S. to pay off the debt in 30 years. The International Space Station is back to full strength with the arrival of four new astronauts. SpaceX delivered the U.S., French, and Russian astronauts to the orbiting lab Saturday, a day after launching them. This is SRN News. Are you reading the Bible?
A new poll from Lifeway Research reveals that amongst Americans who attend church regularly, 31% say they are in the Scriptures every day. Another 30% say they read it a few times a week. 14% read the Bible once a week, 11% a few times a month, and 5% once a month. 9% of folks who attend worship regularly say they never open the Bible. The good news is the number of regular readers is actually up from 20 years ago. Michael Harrington reporting.
A Christian school has launched a campaign it calls Learn Like Charlie. Hillsdale College is encouraging people to take the same free online courses that the late Charlie Kirk took and study the classics, the American founding, and the Bible. Hillsdale President Larry Arnn spoke at the memorial service last fall after Kirk was assassinated. He recalled telling the young political activist that a good education is worthwhile. This is SRN News. Wendy's is closing several hundred U.S. restaurants and increasing its focus on value after a weaker than expected fourth quarter.
The Dublin, Ohio-based company said that its global same-store sales fell 10% in the October-December period. That was more than Wall Street was expecting. Wendy's said it already closed 28 underperforming U.S. restaurants in the fourth quarter and plans to close between 298 and 358 more in the first half of this year. Like McDonald's, Taco Bell, and other rivals, Wendy's also plans to emphasize value as it tries to win back cost-weary customers.
Correspondent Ron Taylor. A strong storm system is bringing tornado watches and widespread damage across the southeast just as the northeast starts to warm up. Sunday, the National Weather Service reported some of the worst damage near Lake Charles, Louisiana. High winds overturned a horse trailer. More details at srnnews.com.